words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. That's the way we start today. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I'm here with a team of some great people. Jennifer, who's on the controls, and Stephen, our executive producer here. A host of others throughout the building, taking calls, talking to people, ministering, putting resources together. What is this? This is the Intentional Living Center. We have one mission, one goal through our Intentional Life Media, and that's to help you experience life today and every day of your life the way God intended. And I'm going to tell you, God didn't intend for us to run around with regret and hurt and loss and pain day in and day out after day. And we're here to help you and love you and encourage you through the process. That's why we do what we do. All right, today I was getting ready for the show today, and I heard a call, a comment that came in on the phone line from one of our listeners that just broke my heart. And I realized that the problem that this lady's facing is faced in many marriages and many families and just in life in general. And it has to do with the power of words and how words can just destroy. You know, the Bible says to us in Proverbs 18 that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And, you know, we are in the business here of words. That's what I do. I'm in a word business, right? And so we want to help us think about the power of words today. I want you to hear this call. And then we're going to open the phone lines because I want to hear some positive feedback in terms of things we've learned about using our words in a healthy way in our relationships, not just marriage, but with our kids and in work. And frankly, some of you, come on now, you've lost a marriage. Some of you have lost a job, lost a relationship, a friendship as a result of some use of words in the process. We all remember words. And here's a fact. We tend to remember words more than intention. And what I mean by that is someone may say something, and you may say something, and I have said some things, that my intentions were good, but that landed with a punch right in the heart. Now, admittedly, what I'm going to share with you from this caller is extreme, but I think it wakes up to the fact that the power of words can either be life-giving or death in a relationship. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Angie. My question is, I pretty much don't know what to do. I'm reaching for hope. I've read your books, listened to your talk show, and I go to church all the time, every Sunday, and on Mondays. My problem is with my husband. I love him dearly. He's a hard worker, but he has a horrible attitude. His profanity in the home is appalling. What's so hard is the way he talks to me, the way he talks to our children, his attitude. I just don't know what to do. It's been tough. I need to have some advice, some hopes, because when you get married for life. Mm-hmm. Your prayers are needed, and your love is needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a lot of people praying for you. Listen, as I said, hers is sort of an extreme case, and I'll address that a little bit later in the show. But I think when we talk about words, and by the way, not just addressing that, but on a broader scale, kind of a continuum, it can be that extreme on one end that really needs to be dealt with, and we'll talk about that. But let's face it, and many times it's not that kind of extreme case. It's just, come on, have you ever said something to somebody and later you realize the distance in the relationship and you don't know what happened, and maybe they don't tell you that something was said that was totally misunderstood? That's why I tell people, be really careful these days what you put on in text to people or what you put online. Because again, the words don't always represent the intention. And I always tell people, put facts in print, put your heart in the conversation with people, one-on-one. That's a healthy thing. All right, I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to open the phone lines. I just want to hear some of you have said, look, this is what I've learned. This is what I've learned about words. Here's what God has done in my life to help me be a better wordsmith in the things that matter. Because let's face it, this is a skill. This is something that's got to be learned. The Bible is very clear about the power of words, the destructiveness of words. Want to hear from you. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me give you some scriptural foundation here before we get into calls. Ephesians 4. Apostle Paul, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. Nothing. If it's unwholesome, shut up. That's what Paul's saying. But only those things which are helpful for building others up according to their needs that will benefit those who listen. Proverbs 10, sin is not ended by multiplying words. I like how that's put. In other words, the more words you put out, the more likely you are to hurt someone. You know what? I've been doing this right here on the radio for too long, a long time. I've spoken millions of words, and I can tell you, I am sure that I have said things that I had a great intention of what I said, and it landed with a thud in the heart of a person. That's why I'm always very careful. Today, you turn on the average media, it's harsh, it's cold, it's come on. If you got spoken to the way sometimes you hear people on media being spoken to, you'd be hurt as well. So multiple words, we got to be really, really careful. Proverbs 15, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Wow, man, that really lands, doesn't it? Colossians 4, 6, let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Your words today will either bring life to your job, to your parenting, to your marriage, to your attitude, to your day, or it's going to just drain you. Come and join us. 888-1717. Here's what I want. I want to hear what you've learned and how you can help someone learn about the power of words. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Hey, by the way, in this brand new year, I want to say a huge, giant, humongous thank you to those of you who've been praying for, standing with us, part of the Intentional Living Ministry. Our team has been wrapping up all the gifts and the letters and the cards and all the things that came in at the end of the year, and I'll give you a report here in a day or two. I just want to say, again, thank you so much for helping us in 2024. We're listener-supported, and we got one goal. I only do this for one reason. I want you to experience life the way God intended until you take your last breath. And that doesn't mean perfect, but we can do better in each of our lives. I know I can. And that's why we do this. You know, we talk about words today. When we think about our kids, the first words are so important. The first word, they say mama or daddy or whatever. You know, we want to hear what their first words are. And we're concerned about the last words. What are the last words that a person will want to share with their family? But, you know, often it's the words in between that make the biggest difference in our daily life, in our relationship. Words build pictures in our minds. When I say a certain word, you picture something. If I were to mention, well, just an example, if I say banana, you picture a banana in your head, right? You can see it. It's yellow and you can see its shape. And because words build pictures. And when we say something to a person, their interpretation of that word is different maybe than the intention of the word itself. And that's why we've got to take captive not only every thought, but we've got to be very careful in the words that we speak, because the Bible is very clear about the power of the words that we share. And when we share the right words, they make a big difference. You can give us a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 to be a part of the show today. I tell you what, let's go to Tish, who's on the line in, I think, Colorado. Hi, Tish. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. What caused you to want to pick up the phone and call me on this topic?
Oh, my heart goes out to Angie, and I just want to touch on that briefly. I understand. I was in a similar situation, tried to be the spiritual leader of the home, all of that. And, you know, what it got down to for me was learning to love myself the way that the Lord loves me. And when I was able to do that, I found a strength. I found wisdom. I found love. And when we can love ourselves the way that the Lord loves us, we look at things a little bit differently. And I just wanted to encourage Angie that, you know, to start loving herself. Our Heavenly Father loves us more than we can ever even fathom. And those words honestly changed my life, my marriage. My husband now has started asking me to pray for him. It's just been transformative in our relationship when I learned to love me.
Did you confront him, though?
I would encourage that for
her. Did you need to confront his words?
Well, and so I just had a conversation, and I said, here's where I am, and I don't feel XYZ from you, and so you have to know that I'm taking ownership of this. I love you. I respect you as the man of the household, but I have to do this. And when he saw me stand up for me, he started to stand up for me. And so it was just, you know, and it was all through the Lord giving me the strength to be able to do that, because that is so hard, especially when you're in a relationship like that, because our self-esteem is completely gone and shot, and we just don't feel like anything we do is right. But just being able to go, the Lord loves me, he put me here, he will give me the strength that I need, it was amazing. So I guess that's my advice for Angie today.
Yeah, I think the key to that one, Tish, is you said, hey, I'm going to be very clear to my husband what this is doing to me, to our marriage, to our relationship, and take ownership for your own self, you know, and that's key. It's a 3-foot rule again. We can't be responsible for what someone else does, but we can be responsible for ourselves. Now, I know in some cases, because of a person who's got a lot of anger issues, it may not be safe to confront them. I get that. But to the extent that you can, you just got a great advice here. Tish is saying, look, I just want you to know, this is what it's doing. This is how it's affecting me. And, you know, and I'm going to continue to stand up for my life and move forward. In other words, you're not getting the result that you think you're going to get. You're not going to control me with your words. That's a powerful thing. All right. You can join us today. 888-888-1717 is the number. To be a part of the show today as we talk about the power of words. And we certainly appreciate your love and appreciation and support for the ministry. Line 3. All right, you can join us at 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break again, guys, and we'll be right back. We'll get to some of the calls that are backing up here. Don't go away.
We believe that you can start an intentional life in Christ today by allowing God to embrace you with his loving arms, by accepting his salvation, by enjoying his presence, and living daily by faith. We follow a command from Scripture that says to us in Ephesians 5:10 to figure out what will please Christ and then do it. And we subscribe to this because we know that this will bring glory to God. We also know that it will benefit our lives. And I would say to you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ personally, and if you've never had an encounter with the God of the universe, we would love to pray with you. We have a little booklet on our website at theintentionallife.com that says, take your first one step, your first one thing in your walk with Christ. And I'd encourage you to read that and download it. If you know someone who could benefit from that, I hope you would do that. But if you don't know Christ today, I would ask you today, you know, the first one intentional thing that you and I can do that can revolutionize our life, not only for today, but for all of eternity, is to give our life completely to Him.
You know, we talk about intentional living, and we have a little process that we believe that can help us, a little structure. First of all, is making a decision, and a decision can be, first of all, and should be, for those of us who might be listening today and you don't know Christ, you're not a part of the relationship with Him, is to give your life to Christ, saying, you know, I'm done with this. I can't do this on my own anymore. Lord Jesus, I give my life to You. We see hundreds of people every year who do that through the ministry. And it's a thrill to see it. And then, for those of us who are followers of Christ, how do we live then? How then should we live? And how we live is to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And so not only make a decision, but then to say, okay, how am I going to live? What is God's intention for whatever it is I'm facing today? And don't make it something big and huge that you get overwhelmed with, but maybe like this topic of words today. What one thing could I do right now or over the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in my life and in my relationships? And that's why we do this. All right, we'd love to hear your comments on words. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Janice. Hi there, Janice. How are you?
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Terrific. What caused you to want to talk about words today? What have you learned?
Okay, so it's not a happy ending, but it's a glory to God on how He fixed everything. So I was in a marriage, and my husband, my previous husband, used a lot of toxic words to me, to our marriage, and I tried to work it out as best I could. It didn't work out. But what God did do after everything was said and done, God worked on me to go back and apologize for my words in the breakup of the marriage. And now we're friends. I'm remarried, and my husband now has taught me how to use words to, you know, more or less, instead of being agitated, just slow down and use words to help edify a situation. And if I don't have the words, then go somewhere and pray, and God will give me the words. So I use words now to help other people in their situations, to build them up and to give them strength on how God gave me strength to either apologize for my own words and to also find clarity in words when I'm speaking to people.
Mm. So it's fair to say that words destroyed your first marriage and building your second one.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says that thank you, by the way, thank you for your call, Janice. The scripture says we're to be slow to speak and swift to listen. You know, that's wisdom. You know, any carpenter will tell you they measure twice, they try to at least, should, and cut once. For me, when I'm doing projects around the house, I'll try to measure four times. You know what I hate is when I'm trying to center three photographs on a wall, pictures on the wall, and I get my math messed up. And all of a sudden, one of them's about an inch too far to the wrong direction. You ever have that happen? Hello. And then I got to patch the wall and repaint. Anyway, and so I think this is true in our life as well. We need to really be swift to listen and very slow to speak. All right, Beth, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm fighting a cold, but I'm doing better.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Randy, for taking my call.
You're welcome. A lot of that's going around. What do you want to say about words today?
They definitely have an impact on your life. I was, called Scarface when I was younger. But then some guys named Paul and the other one, Bobby Dice, had told me, hey, yeah, just think Scarface says, hey, you should see the other guy. And from that moment on, I became a more confident person and all of that. My dad even dropped me off at the airport and said, you know, I can't handle this anymore. You can come to Christmas if you want, but you know, I'm not coming to see you in Arizona on my way through. I'm going home. And so I'd break down and all that in front in the airport security. And but then I didn't give up on my dad. We're two different people, and so he learned. I soft talked on text messages, and finally, you know, had to take my dad's dog dying to reunite us. But it all affects you. And
yeah. Now let me ask you, Beth. You know, this been your whole life. You've been people have. Pointed out or said things about some physical characteristic?
When I was 9, that happened in school, you know, the school playground.
Yeah. And then
last year, my dad.
Yeah.
At the airport.
Yeah, that's painful, isn't it?
And I'm not perfect either. Yeah, I learned with my raising my son by myself pretty much that, you know, I accidentally said one time because I was so just fed up and wasn't thinking or believing in God at the time that, you know, you can't just say, you're stupid. And I rarely do that. And I say, because I always say, what you did was stupid. And I corrected him right away. And, you know, we have more of an understanding. So I corrected myself for future situations. But I look back and I think maybe it was because of those times over the years where people would say something.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's been a pattern maybe you know, over the years in your life. And listen, every one of us, if we're being really honest, at some point we thought something or said something that hurt somebody. And we have a responsibility to be able to go and apologize, take responsibility. And I would encourage, and it's just so vile today online. I know many of you have your kids and your grandkids and they're online in particular and things are being said and there's bullying going on online that's impacting kids and to a great extent. And so, again, going back to the verse I started with, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. All right, we have another Beth, this time over in Georgia. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How about you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to share about words?
Well, the words... my husband, he used a lot of abusive words to me. And I would always ask him, I'd say, what has my father done to you that you want to talk to him like this or talk about him? And he'd look at me like, that's not your father. I said, yes, he is. And he can be your father, too. And sometimes it's not so much the words we say, it's how we say them and how we use them.
Yeah.
Because words can, like you said, words can cut to the bone. And words can destroy you.
Absolutely.
But I'm so thankful that my God sees beyond that fault.
Mm. Amen. I hear the tenderness and the reminder of the power of our words. You know, let's just be honest. You know, I've been around a long time. I've been at this a long time, working with people, counseling and teaching and writing and radio and podcasting and all that. We've become a much more coarse nation than we used to be. I mean, you turn on television today and you can't get through half of a show without God's name being used in multiple ways in profanity and other things that are said. And I have to admit, I didn't grow up with that. And I don't use profanity. It's not part of my language. And I always look at someone, when someone uses profanity, my first thought is, that's not very intelligent. I mean, you can use words to communicate, but that's kind of a lazy way to say something. Tell me what you really feel. Tell me what's really going on in your life. Tell me something that I could learn from and be helpful. But using profanity certainly isn't helpful. All right, I think we've got a minute or two. Allie's on line one, apparently. Hi, Allie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about words?
Well, it's actually more of a question. Uh-huh. It's something that I'm in the process of learning. So I married my husband before I became a Christian and before I found Christ. And my husband's Muslim. So we're in accidental sort of interfaith marriage. Like it wasn't something that you know, I was more agnostic before we got married. So now I'm trying to navigate, you know, communication with him. I actually found Christ while, you know, struggling to conceive. And we are very blessed to have a 9-month-old daughter, Lily. And I'm just wanting to make sure that I do right by both my husband and my daughter in the marriage. So I was wondering if you have any words of wisdom.
Well, you know, the Bible does talk about not being unequally yoked together, but it also says if you're married to a person who's not a believer, a follower in Christ, and they're willing to stay married, you stay married and you work on it. And so the Bible is very clear on that. But I'll tell you, you know this, and I know people personally, and many of us know people who are in different faith marriages or faith and no faith marriages, and it's tough. It's difficult. And we have to show respect to one another. And we have to love one another and pray for one another. And here's what I believe. I've always watched people who are in a difficult marriage situation because of different faith or a non-believer. And there's more responsibility, almost more obligation on the part of the believer in that relationship to make that home a, quote, Christian home. And I believe, according to the scripture, that you can have a Christian home if you choose to be the leader with those kids and speaking in their lives and loving those kids and getting them to church and praying for them. And I know that requires having a positive relationship with your husband and talking those things through. And so my advice would be, let the love of Christ flow through you to him. Let your words be those that will encourage him, and let your life so shine before men, as the Bible says, that they will see your Father in heaven and give him glory. Let you be the person in that marriage that brings glory to God, benefit to your family, and pray and see what happens, what God does in the days ahead. Listen, we just touched the surface today. We got the phones all busy. We're going to get to some more calls. We'll talk to and record for an upcoming show. We'd love to have you join in as well at 888-888-1717. Hit a nerve today for sure. All right. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for your prayers and support. We need to pray for everyone listening today. We've got a lot of people who are struggling in marriages and families where Christ is not the center, and someone wants him to be. We pray that what you hear through the radio here, as you enjoy the worship music, draws you closer to Christ, that you can be that person that God intends for you to be in that relationship. All right, I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.